I'll read, this is from chapter 4, Potential Dangers Loom. I had to go to the Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty headquarters to fill out some legal papers allowing me to stay in the country. The headquarters was a forbidding sight. First, there was a high wall topped with barbed wire. Now, some of you all remember this, and you have some of it here yet. But while inside the gate, armed guards patrolled the grounds. The sentinel at the front gate called Walter to vouch for me and escort me inside. At the main entrance, I had to stop for additional ID checks and then was told to leave my bag at the check-in counter. What's with this security? Isn't Munich a safe enough city? I questioned Walter. And his answer, in 1981, a bomb was set off at the side of the building, severely damaging it and injuring some members of the Czech service. That's when they put all this up. Who did that, I asked. I was told it was the work of the terrorist, Carlos Bajaco, contracted by the Romanian Intelligence Service. I'm sure it was Soviet encouragement. Really? I was dumbfounded. I read about Carlos in news articles and spy novels. It was alarming to think that I was standing where he'd actually offered me. I also felt unsettled by the thought that the headquarters in Munich where Walter worked might still be a target of the Soviets. We decided to have lunch in the basement cafeteria with other government service staff, about 10 at that time. I noticed that different languages were spoken at the lunch tables. The Belarusian spoken at our table halted as we approached, and then Walter introduced me. The group started reminiscing in English about some of the events during their time at the radios. As they talked, my concerns grew. We have to be careful. They, I presume they meant Soviet provocateurs, had a plan to put poison in the salt shakers one time, I remember. I looked at the salt and pepper and sugar containers in the table, and I decided I didn't need to add anything to my food. Remember when poor Love didn't show up for work at our service and later was found floating in the Isar River? Oh, yes, and how cautious we all got the year Markov was killed in London with a poisoned umbrella pit. And then Stepan Bandera, the former Ukrainian partisan army leader, was murdered right in his Munich apartment. I wanted to yell, stop! Were they trying to impress me with the danger of their work? I was shaking when I left that encounter. The conversation had a lasting effect. For 3 weeks, I had a recurring dream of men bursting into our apartment with machine guns. Each night for months, I carefully checked the locks of our apartment door at bedtime. That visit made me wonder if we might also encounter dangers with radio's work during our stay. And of course, we did. In our first trip, we went behind the Iron Curtain, and we were told that it was the first time that a radio's personnel was being allowed to drive behind the Iron Curtain.